Chicago Tribune, January 5, 1900. Sherman Church, a young man employed in the Augusta Mills, Battle Creek, Michigan, has disappeared. He was seated in the company's office when he arose and ran into the mill. He has not been seen since. The mill has been almost taken to pieces by the searchers, and the river, woods, and country have been scoured, but to no avail. Nobody saw Church leave town, nor is there any known reason for his doing so. Because of the merging of everything without entity, identity, or soul of its own into everything else, anything, or what is called anything, can somewhat reasonably be argued anyway. Anybody who feels so inclined will be as well justified, as anybody can be, in arguing about all mysterious disappearances, in terms of Mrs. Christie's mystery. In December, 1926, Mrs. Agatha Christie, a writer of detective stories, disappeared from her home in England. The newspapers, noting her occupation, commented good-naturedly, until it was reported that, in searching moors and forests and villages and towns, the police had spent £10,000. Then the frugal Englishmen became aware of the moral aspect of the affair, and they were severe. Mrs. Christie was found. But, according to a final estimate, the police had spent only £25. Then everybody forgot the moral aspect and was good-natured again. It was told that Mrs. Christie, in a hotel, somewhere else in England, having been keen about getting newspapers every morning, had appeared at the hotel, telling fictions about her identity. She was taken home by her husband. She remembered nobody, her friends said, but, thinking this over, they then said that she remembered nobody but her husband. Several weeks later, a new book by Mrs. Christie was published. It seems to have been a somewhat readable book, and was pleasantly reviewed by frugal Englishmen, who are very good-humored and tolerant, unless put to such expense as to make them severe and moral. Late in the year 1913, Ambrose Bierce disappeared. It was explained. He had gone to Mexico, to join Villa, and had been killed at the Battle of Torreon. New York Times, April 3, 1915. Mystery of Bierce's disappearance solved. He was upon Lord Kitchener's staff, in the recruiting service, in London. New York Times, April 7, 1915. No knowledge of Bierce, at the War Office, London. In March, 1920, newspapers published a dispatch from San Francisco, telling that Bierce had gone to Mexico, to fight against Villa, and had been shot. It would be a fitting climax to the life of this broad-minded writer to be widely at work in London, while in Mexico, and to be killed while fighting for and against Villa. But that is pretty active for one, who, as Joseph Louis French points out, in Pearson's Magazine, 39-245, was incurably an invalid and was more than 70 years old. For the latest, at this writing, see the New York Times, January 1, 1928. Here there is an understandable explanation of the disappearance. It is that Bierce had criticized Villa. London Daily Chronicle, September 29, 1920. A young man, evening of September 27, walking in a street, in South London. Magic houses, melting meadows appearing. Or there was a gap between perceptions. However he got there, he was upon a road, with fields around. The young man was frightened. He might be far away, and unable to return. It was upon a road, near Dunstable, 30 miles from London, and a policeman finding him exclaiming, pacing back and forth, took him to the station house. Here he recovered sufficiently to tell that he was Leonard Wadham, of Walworth, South London, where he was employed by the Ministry of Health. As to how he got to this point near Dunstable, he could tell nothing. Of a swish, nobody could tell much. Early in the year 1905, there were many mysterious disappearances in England. See back to the chapter upon the extraordinary phenomena of this period. Here we have an account of one of them, which was equally a mysterious appearance. I take it from the Liverpool Echo, February 8. Upon the 4th of February, a woman was found, lying unconscious, upon the shore, near Douglas, Isle of Man. No one had seen her before, but it was supposed that she had arrived by the boat from England, upon the 3rd of February. She died, without regaining consciousness. There were many residents of the island, who had, in their various callings, awaited the arrival of this boat, and had, in their various interests, looked more than casually at the passengers, but 200 Manxmen visited the mortuary, and not one of them could say that he had seen this woman arrive. The news was published, and then came an inquiry from Wigan, Lancashire. A woman had mysteriously disappeared in Wigan, and by her description the body found near Douglas was identified as that of Mrs. Alice Hilton, aged 66, of Wigan. As told, in the Wigan Observer, somebody said that Mrs. Hilton had been last seen, upon February 2nd, on her way to Ince, near Wigan, to visit a cousin. But nobody saw her leave Wigan, and she had no known troubles. According to the verdict, at the inquest, Mrs. Hilton had not been drowned, but had died of the effects of cold and exposure upon her heart. I wonder whether Ambrose Bierce ever experimented with self-teleportation. Three of his short stories are of mysterious disappearances. He must have been uncommonly interested to repeat so. Upon September 4, 1905, London newspapers reported the disappearance, at Ballycastle, Co. Antrim, Ireland, of Professor George A. Simcox, Senior Fellow of Queen's College, Oxford. Upon August 28, Professor Simcox had gone for a walk, and had not returned. There was a search, but nothing was learned. Several times before, Professor Simcox had attracted attention by disappearing. The disappearance at Ballycastle was final. 17. As interpreters of dreams, I can't say that we have ambitions, but I think of one dream that many persons have had, repeatedly, and it may have relation to our present subject. One is snoring along, amidst the ordinary marvels of dreamland, and there one is, naked, in a public place, with no impression of how one got there. I'd like to know what underlies the prevalence of this dream, and its disagreeableness, which varies, I suppose, according to one's opinion of oneself. I think that it is subconscious awareness of something that has often befallen human beings, and that in former times was commoner. It may be that occult transportations of human beings do occur, and that, because of their selectiveness, clothes are sometimes not included. Naked in the street, strange conduct by a strange man. See the Chatham, Kent, England, News, January 10, 1914. Early in the evening of January 6th, weather bitterly cold, a naked man appeared, from nowhere that could be found out, in High Street, Chatham. The man ran up and down the street, until a policeman caught him. He could tell nothing about himself. Insanity, said the doctors, with their customary appearance of really saying something. I accept that, relatively, there is insanity, though no definite lines can be drawn as to persons in asylums, persons not in asylums, and persons not yet in asylums. If by insanity is meant processes of thought that may be logical enough, but that are built upon false premises, what am I showing but the insanity of all of us? I accept that as extremes of the state that is common to all, some persons may be considered insane, but, according to my experience with false classifications, or the impossibility of making anything but false classifications, I suspect that many persons have been put away, as insane, simply because they were gifted with uncommon insights, or had been through uncommon experiences. It may be that, hidden under this cloakery, are the subject matters of astonishing, new inquiries. There may be stories that have been told by alleged lunatics that someday will be listened to, and investigated, leading to extraordinary disclosures. In this matter of insanity, the helplessness of science is notorious, though it is only of the helplessness of all science. Very likely the high-priced opinions of alienists are sometimes somewhat nearly honest, but, as in every other field of so-called human knowledge, there is no real standard to judge by, there is no such phenomenon as insanity, with the noumenal quality of being distinct and real in itself. If it should ever be somewhat difficult to arrange with professional wise men to testify either for or against any person's sanity, I should have to think that inorganic science, in this field, may not be so indefinite. This naked man of Chatham appeared suddenly. Nobody had seen him on his way to his appearing point. His clothes were searched for, but could not be found. Nowhere near Chatham was anybody reported missing. Little frogs, showers of stones, and falls of water, and they have repeated, indicating durations of transportary currents to persisting appearing points, suggesting the existence of persisting disappearing points somewhere else. There is an account, in the London Times, January 30, 1874, of repeating disappearances of young men, in Paris. Very likely, as a development of feminism, there will be female bluebeards, but I don't think of them away back in the year 1874. In every case, their relatives and friends declare that they were unaware of any reason for evasion, and the missing persons seem to have left their homes for their usual avocations. A field, somewhere near Salem, Virginia, in the year 1885, and that in this field there was a suction. In the New York Sunday, April 25, 1885, it is said that Isaac Martin, a young farmer, living near Salem, Virginia, had gone into a field to work, and that he had disappeared. It is said that in this region there had been other mysterious disappearances. In Montreal, in July and August, 1892, there were so many unaccountable disappearances that, in the newspapers, the headline "Another Missing Man" became common. In July, 1883, there was a similar series, in Montreal. London Evening Star. November 2, 1926, mysterious series of disappearances, 8 persons missing, in a few days. It was in and near Southend. First went Mrs. Kathleen Munn, and her 2 small children. Then a girl aged 15, girl aged 16, girl aged 17, another girl aged 16. Another girl, Alice Stevens, disappeared. She was found in a state of collapse, and was taken to hospital.